something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Communion of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. There are two ways of giving glory to God. First one is, you testify. How do you testify? You know how to testify? You testify in three ways. You testify by declaring what he did. And where do you declare it? Before him and you. Then you testify with your offering. Many people don't understand the power of the offering. Your offering is a testimony. That's why I tell people, when you give God your offering, maybe you don't understand what this is. It is not a collection. There is a collection that is different. The Bible does talk about collections. There's a difference between your offering and a collection. I can do a collection now and say, look, brothers and sisters, I want us to give money for XYZ purpose. So we do a collection for this purpose. And we all will give for this purpose. Maybe we want to give it to someone. Maybe we want to use it to help someone. Maybe we want to use it for something. We say, this is for the roof. Collection. That is a collection. Your offering is not a collection. When it's time for your offering, it is not a collection. Your offering is so sacred, so holy. It is a testimony. You're testifying. And that is giving glory to God in your life. The Bible says Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Go and read about Abraham and see how he gave offerings after offerings. His son Isaac gave offerings upon offerings. His son Jacob gave offerings upon offerings. Why were they like that? Every time the man set up a pillar. Why? Worship with offering. This is testimony. Giving glory to God. Giving glory to God. The third way of your testimony is to tell others. You make it known to others. You see it? How? You live your life before others. That is your testimony. Your life every day is a testimony. He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. They saw that this man was not discouraged. No matter what was happening, he stood his ground. And they thought, wow, he must really believe in his God. Yeah, that's his testimony. Your life. So you declared before you and him, your offering and your life out there. These are your testimonies. Are you listening to this? So those three form the number one way of giving glory to God. The second one is, let me show it to you. Hallelujah. Can you turn to the book of Psalms 29? Psalm 29. Ha ha! Glory to God. I read to you from verse 9. It says, "The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory." Now, there's something wrong there. Did you notice that the word "his" is italicized? Okay, this time get rid of it. Now, let's read. "The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds a calf, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of glory." That doesn't go really. They don't speak of glory. Everyone speaks glory. Let me read you another version. Let me read the NIV. Almost any of them will tell you this. "The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare." That means power demonstrated. "And in his temple all cry glory." Have you heard us sometimes led by the Spirit and we just say glory, glory, glory? And they say, "Why are they shouting glory?" We are moved by the Spirit. Glory! Hallelujah! Glory! That's different from when we say glory to God. But you just hear glory! 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 And so why are they shouting? The Bible says, "In his temple doth everyone cry glory." Come on, get glory! Something. Did you notice he didn't say in his temple that everyone whisper glory? He said they cry glory. They cry glory. They cry glory. Glory, 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 glory. Woo, glory to God. Ay, 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 ay. Sit down. That man was a noisy fellow. You know what it is to be in a serious predicament in the eyes of other men. And then every time you show up, you say, "Glory! Glory!" He said, "Glory! Woo! Glory!" Next time you get into your cell meeting, you say, "Glory! Hallelujah! My! Woo! And look at the next verse. He says, "The Lord sitteth upon the flood." Flood a lot of times refers to a large following of people. He says, "The Lord sits upon the flood." Flood sometimes can refer to trouble. The Lord sitteth on the flood. Flood sometimes can refer to the power of God. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. That means that God's presence and power will be manifested as we cry, "Glory!" Hallelujah. He says, "Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever." Then he says, "The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace." Glory! See, there's so many things that we do by the Holy Ghost, and sometimes we don't even know why. And because we don't know, We don't always listen to the promptings because we don't know the meaning. Like I just talked about offerings. The people who give offerings, they don't know why they give offerings. They just think it's a church collection. But when you realize it's a testimony before God and angels, Are you following what I'm saying? Men of faith have a different way of thinking. They don't look up, they don't look for the devil. No, they don't think the devil is after. No, the devil is Junior. Oh, yeah. The devil is Junior. We are connected. We are joint heirs with the one the Bible calls the head over all principality and power. So Satan is Junior. No. He's not a factor. It's not a factor. His matter has been settled a long time ago. Hallelujah! So that's the way we think. Men of faith deal with offerings because offerings are a testimony of the power of God, the glory of God in their lives. So Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory. That's the strength of your faith manifested. Giving glory to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. But he was strong in faith. Giving glory to God. Even if the matter became too late in the eyes of man. He said, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Paul said that we may not have confidence in ourselves, but in the God who raises the dead. He said we had a sentence of death on ourselves. That we may not trust in ourselves, but in the God who raises the dead. In other words, there is no too late when it concerns me. No such thing as too late. Too late for God? Too late for God? You remember what Jesus said when they said, if you had been here 4 days ago, our brother would not have died. Jesus said, your brother shall rise again. Oh yeah, I know. He'll rise again at the resurrection on the last day. What did Jesus say? Brothers and sisters, Jesus didn't say, I have power to raise him back to life. He didn't say, I have power of resurrection. He said, I am the resurrection. I am the resurrection.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-927-94. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.